San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee suspended Sheriff Ross Mercurimi this week after Mercurimi brought his costly and sensational trial on domestic violence charges to an end by pleading guilty to a single misdemeanor charge, false imprisonment, which, in his case, seemed to mean preventing his wife, Eliana Lopez, from leaving the house during a New Year's argument. Lopez has repeatedly asserted that her husband did not abuse her. Mayor Lee demanded that Mercurimi resign, even though the misdemeanor conviction does not legally oblige him to do so. When Mercurimi refused, Lee launched an untested procedure to force him out. If the city's Ethics Commission refers a decision to the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, ousting Mercurimi will require at least 9 of 11 votes. KPFA's Ann Garrison has this report on the pushback against Mayor Lee in support of Mercurimi.
San Francisco Sheriff Russ Mercurimi has been a longtime champion of redemption and reentry programs for ex-offenders, as was his predecessor, Sheriff Mike Hennessy, who served as San Francisco Sheriff from 1980 until his retirement last year. Groundbreaking programs that Hennessy initiated, including substance abuse counseling, alternatives to incarceration, education in prison, and anti-violence counseling, became models in prisons and jails throughout the country and won a Harvard Kennedy School of Government Award. Hennessy endorsed Mercurimi in November's election and has said that he wants to see him remain in office. And many San Franciscans now see Hennessy's unmatched legacy at stake in this struggle. During last year's sheriff's race, Paul Miyamoto, the second-place finisher, and candidate Chris Cooney accused Mercurimi of coddling prisoners. At his inauguration, Mercurimi vowed to build on Hennessy's legacy, quoting author Michelle Alexander, who wrote that incarceration is the new Jim Crow. He also said that San Francisco's jail population is over 50% African American, though less than 6% of its overall population is, and that this is unacceptable. Casa de las Madres, the shelter and advocacy agency for women victimized by domestic violence, has demanded that Sheriff Mercurimi resign or be fired, but many women have come to his defense. They include Tammy Bryant, a longtime resident of the district that Mercurimi represented as a supervisor, District 5. Her editorial, Support Sheriff Ross Mercurimi for Social Justice in San Francisco, can be found on the Indie Bay website, and she told KPFA why she so adamantly supports him.
I'm a survivor of domestic violence, and I really do view this incident as a moment of dysfunction that warranted therapy, but not a crime. He pled guilty to a misdemeanor, and that does not preclude him from serving as our sheriff. And I also believe because this happened off the job, this is not official misconduct. I'm worried that some in the progressive and domestic violence communities have lost sight of the fact that if Ross is ousted, the city will lose so much. And I really believe that people who are in jail should be rehabilitated so they can reenter community as productive citizens. I also feel that if our jails revert to a punishment and deprivation model, there will be an increase in recidivism. And I believe in redemption, and nothing so egregious happened that he does not deserve a chance to serve out his term as our democratically elected sheriff. And my major concern is that if Ross is forced out, that we will lose all the ground we made after 30 years of Sheriff Hennessy's good work.
That was longtime District 5 resident Tammy Bryant on why she continues to support suspended Sheriff Ross Mercurimi. For Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.